When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What we all are trying to accomplish, one way or another, we want to reach people with our work. We want to reach the right people with our work. We've got something that we want to sell or promote. Whatever it is, we're trying to create this product or service because we want to make extra money. The extra money may be connected to a greater goal, such as getting out of debt or saving for our future, or just diversifying our income so that we're not dependent on a job or an employer. So that's what pretty much everyone who listens to Side Hustle School, anybody in my network, kind of wants to do one way or another. And because there is no single best way to reach people, like reach the right people with our work, most of us tend to flounder a bit. We tend to try a lot of different things. We might look for miracle cures, perhaps, like if a publicist or a company promises to open the right doors and magically get us on the Today Show or the TED stage or, whatever the platform of our dreams is. So this brings me to today's question. And by the way, welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau, your host. And today's caller is trying to build her brand as a lifestyle coach. Should she hire a publicist to book her as a guest on podcasts? Well, guess what? I have a clear answer to this, not to like foreshadow the whole answer, but since it's not a favorable one, I also have a suggestion. If I ever say that something's not a good idea, I try to come up with an alternative suggestion as well. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Should I pay a publicist to book me as a podcast guest? And perhaps if I don't do that, what else might I consider? That's coming up after this quick message from our sponsor.
Prioritizing your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. With AG1, just one scoop of this foundational nutrition supplement delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. With AG1, you're giving your body high-quality nutrition with ingredients that are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/odyssey. That's drinkag1.com/odyssey. Check it out.
Hi, Chris. This is Bailey from Austin, and I've been listening to the show from episode 1. Thanks to you and the team for the great content. I'm trying to build my brand as a health and lifestyle coach, and a friend suggested I appear on podcasts to gain followers and influence. How would I go about doing this? No one really knows me yet. I did some searching and I saw that I could hire a publicist to pitch me to various shows as an expert, but it's expensive and I don't have a big budget. Do you think this would be worth it? If not, what else should I try? Thanks, Chris, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
Hey, Bailey, what's good? Congratulations on your goal of building your brand as a health and lifestyle coach. I am excited for you. I hope you're able to reach a lot of people and help a lot of people. But guess what? My answer to your question of should I hire a publicist to pitch me to shows as an expert, don't do it. save some money. Save your money, because most likely it's going to be a waste of money. And I'm sure I'll get complaints for saying that, but it's that's true. That's the reality. So what may happen in that situation, most likely, first of all, you're not going to get booked on really big podcasts. What may happen is you might get, you know, some chances to do podcast interviews for shows that have almost no audience. And, you know, of course, we all start somewhere. This is no judgment on somebody who doesn't have much of an audience. But in that situation, you know, it may be good practice for you, which still has value. Like, I remember when I first started doing podcast interviews more than a decade ago, I was terrible at it. And I felt bad for the shows that had me on, you know, but I got better eventually, right? So, you know, practice is good. But I don't think you should expect that it will have much of an impact business-wise, okay? And that's the key point, you know. I get pitches every single day, probably 5 to 10 pitches from publicists who do exactly what you're talking about. And it's so obvious that these are blanket pitches that are going out, you know, to probably dozens or hundreds of shows. And what annoys me about it, like, I don't like to complain a lot because I have a good life and I feel very fortunate to be able to make this show for you. But probably my only complaint about it is getting these pitches from people who don't know anything at all about the show, but they claim that they do. And they always begin these pitches with, like, I'm such a big fan of the show. I listen all the time. And guess what? I have the perfect guest for you. Well, for anybody who actually listens to the show, you know what's wrong with that. Like, we don't have guests. 1,300 plus episodes, and there are no guests. Like, I'm the one who's telling stories. I'm answering questions, and there's a process to submit your story to be considered, you know, to be featured on the show. But anybody could do that. You don't need a publicist for that. It's just right on the website. So that's just my own personal pet peeve, but I thought of it because this is what a publicist is going to do for you. So in a lot of ways, it creates negative value. Now, what is better? Okay, it is good to go on podcasts, for sure. What's better is to build those relationships yourself. And I know that you feel like, you know, you don't know people. Well, it just takes time. It takes time, it takes outreach, being willing to connect, email, direct message, whatever form is good, whatever form seems natural. It will be more effective. So don't hesitate to reach out yourself to podcasters that you like, that you're actually familiar with the show. And, you know, you don't have to necessarily pitch yourself too much. It's more just like, hey, I'm a fan and I'm starting this thing. Like those kind of pitches, I get that all the time for other stuff, people who have written a book, and I can't always help with it, but I don't mind those pitches. Like, that's totally fine. That's how relationships are built. And, you know, I did a lot of that when I was starting, and I still might do that from time to time. So don't hesitate to reach out to people. If you know somebody who knows somebody, then you can ask for referrals sometimes. Lots of different ways to do it. I've talked about it in other episodes, and I think I wrote about it a fair amount in the Side Hustle book, From Idea to Income in 27 Days. But just to kind of close the loop here, I don't think it's a good idea to hire a publicist to do that for you. So my two cents. Good luck, Bailey. Good luck anybody else out there in that situation. If you have a question of your own, if you have an experience with this, if you have a different perspective from me, that's fine too. I'd love to hear about it. Come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We will continue to feature listener reports throughout the rest of the year. And thank you so much for listening. It's a tough world out there, but you are amazing. I hope you do something today to get closer to the goal that you believe in. And until next time, my name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.